Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Cole.
What up?
Turn the SEC mixtape, man.
You talking about Bonzo Show?
Yeah. See what they talking about real quick on these game.
All right, here we go. 4th and 18 for the Tigers. Here's your ball game. Nick Marshall stands in, steps up, going to throw downfield. Just a home run ball, and it is tipped off. And Lewis caught it on the second. Lewis is going to score. Lewis is going to score. Lewis is going to score. Touchdown, Auburn. Touchdown, Auburn. A miracle in third
half. SEC mixtapes. Hosted by Bonzo.
The realest coverage in the South.
Today's a great day to be an SEC football. We got all types of coverage. I hear somebody. Who's in the store? Who at the store? Who we got?
You got Billy store? Bad, brother.
G Willis or Billy Bad? Which one of y'all at the store?
It's Billy Bad,
bro. Not me. Somebody at the store, man. I hear all types of chicken frying and all types of shit in the background. What's going on?
Billy Bad. I'm at Hooters and Baton Rouge deep in Tiger territory.
Hooters and Baton Rouge.
Speaking of Hooters, man.
Something similar to that never evidently got Hugh Freeze fired. So Hugh Freeze, Billy, I'm gonna have to put you up, man. You're gonna have to turn your volume down, man. You can't even hear. Well, I know what I can do.
Hold on, Billy. Don't worry about it. We can just get through it. Don't worry about it. But Hugh Freeze chasing them hoes is the name of the show today.
Wow.
Hugh Freeze chasing them hoes. We're gonna call it what it is. I mean, that's the topic of the SEC. Hugh Freeze is out. That's Ole Miss ball coach. He's done. The end of an era, probably one of the most exciting eras in Ole Miss time frame. He is done. It's official. What are your thoughts, fellas?
I got a lot of comments on that, man. I like the cat. I mean, I hate that he tried to mix religion with this, which made it worse. I think they could have definitely withstand. I think they could have made it through the storm of him doing that if they would have stuck with him. Like you said in the past, I think more was going on other than what they said or what they stated. I think it had to do with allegations that that were made, you know, way beforehand with the, you know, all the stuff going on with the violations they made, you know, a lot of stuff dealing with that. I think that's one of the main reasons why he's gone, because they could have made it through this. I definitely think they could have.
Well, man, I think what you just said, you probably just hit the nail on the head. You know, Bobby Petrino was chasing them hoes, you know, and he was able to come back. But Bobby Petrino never claimed to be, you know, he never wore the banner of, you know, holier than thou. And that's the thing that I think got Hugh Freeze. Well, it finally caught up with him, man. No one wants to be around a snake oil preacher, man. No one wants to be around a snake oil seller preacher, man. No one wants to deal with that, man, you know. Go ahead.
I think that they were just looking for a reason. So when the NCAA finally come down, like you said, they're going to come down this year, they say, well, we got rid of him. He was on some other stuff anyway. I guarantee you that wasn't the first time they looked at his cell phone bills. They have to pay him. So, you know, if that came into question, you know, that you know, cell phone bills get paid every year. I mean, every month.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sold on them just saying, oops, out of the blue, you know, this going on, he's been doing this. I think that's just something that they hold in the background. If he was winning, finishing top five, that never would have came up.
You know what? I'll tell you why I disagree. Now, if he was winning top five, do I think he could have – the situation's just honestly gotten too ugly for, you know, some ties not to be cut. Houston Nutt, old Nutt, Mr. Nutt, you know, he dropped a lawsuit on Hugh Freeze right before he walked on the panel at SEC Media Days. And a lot of people are saying that this is this may be directly tied to Houston Nutt and his attachment that he still had to Ole Miss, that this information was released. It's things have gotten ugly, man. Things have gotten pretty bad, and honestly, it's going to get worse before it actually gets better. I believe that. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. A lot of coaches, a lot of people lost assistant coaches to Ole Miss. Well, a few schools lost assistant coaches to Ole Miss this year, and I kind of feel bad for those guys. No, I don't. I'm lying. I'm sorry. It's just hard for me to feel bad for anyone, you know, who's, you know, bringing in the dough like that and they're making their own decisions. You know, there was smoke down there well before, you know, any assistant coaches took those jobs. And now it's burning, man. It's burning. Shea Patterson, their quarterback, who honestly I believe is a top five quarterback in the SEC. There's already been rumblings of him transferring. There's already been rumbling. Yep. He's asking questions about it, man.
Well, There you go, Auburn. There you go, Auburn. Your next quarterback that you that when you get
real
wow.
You know what? I don't think that's
wow.
a bad idea. I don't think that's a bad idea at all. In fact,
I'm
my
sure
personal opinion on Gus Malzahn in Auburn. My personal opinion on Gus Malzahn in Auburn is if Jarrett Stidham is successful this year, Gus Malzahn should never recruit another high school quarterback. It's just not his thing. That's just my personal opinion.
So, I agree because I think he should be recruiting out of eighth grade because he's a high school coach. So he never should recruit out of high school. He should recruit for high school.
Well, there it is.
Carry on,
really just took his, he just took his nightly dump on Gus Malzahn. Okay. G. Willis just took his nightly crap on Gus Malzahn's face. You know, but since we're gonna move, since we're on Gus Malzahn a little bit, man, Auburn has been, he is recruiting at a high level right now. Over the weekend, Auburn has secured some pretty top notch talent, and from what I understand on Twitter, there's
not
more
over.
To come tomorrow.
Right,
yeah,
it's
not
come.
Over. Yeah, I was on campus on Friday night and.
Tell us
I can
about
tell
those
you guys, man, there was a
Bonzo.
Lot of – what's going on?
I say, tell us about them recruits that you're talking about so the fans know.
Okay,
us,
man, let's
bottom.
See. Where I even start at, man. You know, I'll start with the guy today. The guy today that they actually secured today, I think, probably this says a lot. It says a lot about – my main man, what's Auburn's linebackers coach's name? T. I remember he played in the he played for the 2004 Auburn football team. But anyway, he's their linebackers coach, and he's really like he's really been like the catalyst in Auburn's between him and Auburn's defensive coordinator, which is odd, by the way. His name is Travis Williams. That's what it is. Travis Williams has been bringing in some top-notch linebackers. T-Will, that's what they call him. He's been bringing in some top-notch linebackers, man. I mean, he's been doing it at a very, very high level, man. He was doing it at a high level whenever he was just an assistant coach. But now that he's actually the linebackers coach, you know, he's really bringing in some big guys. The guy he brought in today, Michael Harris, man. Man, Michael Harris is a big hitter. He had offers from everyone. He had offers from everyone, but he arrived on Auburn's campus on Friday night. Fell in love with the big lights, the big scoreboard, and they secured him. They secured him. You can go check out his highlights on Huddle. Michael Harris, like I say, big hitter, big body linebacker. Right now he's about 6'3", about 215. Auburn expects to add maybe another 20 pounds on him. They feel like they can do
that.
That's
so the kid.
They're
that's
actually
the
recruiting
kid
him
from,
to play the middle linebacker spot.
Kid from Georgia, yeah. He's real good. That's a real good pickup. What about the other recruits? Who else you got?
Okay. The other recruits, we got who else came up? Let me see what we got. Let's see.
You got Quentin from St. Paul's, I think, wide receiver.
Are you talking about Quintarius Mundy? Quintarius Mundy, he actually recruited a little earlier last week. I don't think he's from St. Paul. But Quintarius Mundy, you know, Auburn, Monday Night Football means a new thing at Auburn right now. He's also another one of those big body linebackers. He actually played safety in high school, but they feel like they can fill him out.
Who's the wide receiver? I think y'all got a wide receiver from Mobile.
They did. They just actually bought in a wide receiver who committed. He's actually a 2019 commit, that particular wide receiver that you're talking about. His name is he won't see the field for a while. But he's pretty stout, man. Like a lot of people right now, he's rated as a 4-star. He's actually from Hoover. His name is George Pickens, and I'll tell you who he plays with. That was actually one of the that was Shedrick Jackson, Bo Jackson's nephew. Like he actually recruited that kid. He recruited that kid. He plays right beside him. So, you know, that's honestly, Auburn's recruits have been some of the best recruiters this year. Their recruits have.
Monday is another one of those guys who stated he was going to be one of the number one recruiters. Monday, which is the safety we were just speaking of, Billy.
Quintarius Monday.
He did state, right, that he was going to be significant in recruiting this year.
Yeah, man, and he's he's one of those kids on the recruiting trail who all the other kids seem to kind of flock to. So I can see that. And that's actually one reason. You know, Georgia really, really wanted Quintarius Monday. And honestly, I don't think that battle's over yet. I don't think it's over yet. I can tell you right now, Georgia's going to come. I mean, Georgia's really trying to – Kirby Smart's whole deal is protect Georgia's borders right now. You know, that's a big deal. And speaking of Georgia, I want to talk a little bit. But I want to go to Joey Gatewood first. There's some new developments on Joey Gatewood. Joey Gatewood is a 4-star quarterback. They have him listed as an athlete, but he's a 4-star quarterback. Big-time player. A lot of people love him. Big kid, 6'4", 232 pounds. He's about as solid to Auburn as anybody on the roster. He's really, really solid to Auburn. But I'm wondering, you know, with the recruitment of the kid out of Georgia, what's the top quarterback's name out of Georgia? Blah, 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 blah. How did I forget his name? Wow, I'm tripping today.
Not Jamal.
Justin Fields is his name,
Justin
man.
Fields.
Justin
there
Fields.
You.
He was initially committed to Penn State, man. And he committed from Penn State. Now he's going on the SEC tour. He's been to Alabama. He's been to Auburn. He's been to Georgia. And Florida State just really entered the picture. So I'm interested to see, you know, with Auburn.
Joey
Gatewood
is
solid. But I'm interested to see.
Yeah.
You know, if Auburn, you know, really goes after Justin
Fields
really hard, does that change anything for Gatewood?
I think Florida State end up leaning toward him.
You know what?
You talked about Houston Nutt, but I hate to go back, but who you guys are thinking of replacing? Not Houston Nutt, Hugh Freeze. I mean, but who are we talking about replacing?
We've heard Les Miles' name a lot. I don't think Les Miles would get the job. I think it'll be Coach Rhule out of where is he out of? But he's if I can think of where the kid is out of. But Coach Rhule has done a lot. They need somebody who's kind of under the radar. Don't need a big name right now. I don't think that's just again my opinion. And somebody who can come in and get the guy.
You know, I said they can afford to do that because it's Ole Miss. There's no expectations on. Yeah, I mean, Hugh Freeze got
right. There's not a lot of pressure.
Right, but see, they
you know what I think Ole Miss should do
to the fact they won't hire Les Miles due to the fact that the man that they fired took his job at LSU. You know, so that's kind of you know oxymoron. You know,
right.
I can see that. But honestly,
yeah.
I think this is a great time for Ole Miss to make a power move. I doubt if they
Me
do
too.
It. Because it's going to be politically incorrect.
Be the one. Yep.
Exactly. Why not hire him?
Okay.
Embrace the
with
asshole. Embrace being the asshole of the SEC. Why not? Okay, we've been labeled as a bad program.
Right.
Yeah, they've been labeled as a bad program who does dirty things. You know, so go ahead, man. That's when you're in a position like they're in right now, you know, trying to completely clean house and say, oh, no, we're Ole Miss. We're some of the best standing people. We have this, we have that. Man, shut up, man. That's a joke. This is college football, and we got to be honest. This is college football, and it is a business at the end of the day. It's a business. It's about money. It's about ticket sales. It's about ticket sales. So I'm so over everyone trying to hold the clean guy image. That's what happened to Hugh Freeze. Snake oil preacher. Oh, my program is so good. We do all this. We do all that. Shaking hands, kissing babies. The whole while, this dude is pursuing hookers. Hookers? Look at Louisville. Louisville embraced being assholes. Louisville embraced being assholes.
Preaching to the hookers, man. You don't know what that guy was doing. He may have been preaching to the hoes.
You know what? Yes, he will say he may have been preaching
to
the hookers.
You got to go in the belly. Hey, G, you got to go in the belly to save him.
I mean, seriously, like Billy Bass said, hire Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly's going to come in. We all know his personality. You know, he's not a nice guy. He's not a nice guy. Chip Kelly's going to come in and start kicking people in the balls from day one, poking people in the eye.
They would never hire Chip Kelly.
Stealing recruits.
Nah.
He's going to do it from day one.
If you mention Chip Kelly's name, you may as well mention Mike Ditka's name and some other guys that's unattainable. I mean, he will not go to Ole Miss.
Why wouldn't Chip Kelly go to Ole Miss? Now, I'm going to tell you something that Ole Miss has. On the offensive side of the ball, Ole Miss got some ballers. Now, defensively,
yes, they do, man.
In fact, Ole Miss is Oregon right now. Ole Miss is Oregon right now. They're Oregon.
Yep.
They can score
How
a lot of points,
money does he lose?
But they can't stop anybody.
How much money does he lose if he takes a job right now?
How does he lose money?
I'm sure San Francisco has to pay him. Because San Francisco's still paying him.
And they're going to continue to pay him.
So
Like Gene Chizik continued to get paid from Auburn when he was at North Carolina.
Yeah.
That's money in the bank.
Like
well,
Lane,
you
right.
Yeah, Lane Kiffin would make like, what, $10 a year or something like that?
Yeah,
you're right.
But
Got
still, but he was making damn near just as much money as Saban was, too, though, at the same time.
That's right. Money in the bank, man.
With Chip Kelly's personality, with his pride, I think it would clash with what Ole Miss is trying to do. That's why I don't see it. I just think
what are they trying to do, G?
Not if they embrace being an asshole of the SEC.
This is what they're doing. They're trying to clean up their program because right now they have allegations against them, breaking violations, this, that, and the other. Now they have a coach.
And that's
coach
the only reason why he went.
Okay.
Hey,
G, I'm going to ask you something.
Exactly.
I'm about to put something out there for you, G, and I want you to think about it. Where's Ole Miss located?
Oxford, Mississippi.
Oxford, Mississippi.
Okay. What about Mississippi and cleaning up goes together? Ole Miss ain't never gave a damn about cleaning up. We know what's been going on in the Grove for years. We know what's been going on in the Grove. We know what's been happening in the Grove.
Okay.
And Ole Miss has always embraced what goes down in the Grove. They have.
Well, your words. These are your words, Bonzo. Are they not facing serious allegations right now with their program? They might be facing.
Yes, they are. They are. However,
and all. So
Billy,
why
Billy
would
just hit a great point.
Okay, Billy. What did he say?
I mean, Billy
why
just said
go,
a great
Billy?
Point. I'm gonna tell you this. Listen to this. Billy's point was this. He said they fired Hugh Freeze, and they gave themselves an automatic bowl ban. Okay? So, at the worst, the NCAA is going to come in. At the worst, the NCAA is going to come in, and what they're going to do is they may give them another year bowl ban. You know what that does for Chip Kelly? It buys him time to actually get his team together.
I think they take
– It buys him
they're
time.
They're taking scholarships. They're taking scholarships. They're going to do a whole lot more than that.
They're going to take scholarships.
Now,
for how long?
Huh? About 2 years.
2 years? Look,
I
man.
So.
Hey,
now,
hey,
this is based on what you
saying.
Said earlier. Early in the offseason, you stated just about every week about the serious issues going on at Ole Miss. All the allegations that have been made. Now,
yes, I did.
Now, all of
and
a sudden, they're just getting,
no.
They're just going to get a slap on the
what
wrist.
What I said is coming to fruition. What I said is happening. I said they're going to fire Hugh Freeze because they're not going to have a choice. They fire Hugh Freeze, and they've given themselves a bowl ban. And you know what? Last year they actually took away some scholarships from themselves last year. They sure did. They did not fill their recruiting class last year. So, honestly, I think it puts an incoming coach in a great situation. You have an excuse for your first 2 years. I had these allegations. You know, I came into this whack-ass program. I didn't have to recruit.
Do you think, okay, with you saying that, do you think a Chip Kelly would come in with the ego that he has, where he's been a failure already at two different programs, you think he's going to go in already handicapped? I don't see it. And it's a high-pressure situation. We're in the SEC where you need to win immediately with a name like Chip Kelly. His pride won't let him do it. He wants to
go
to the best situation
be right.
That.
You could possibly be right. I'm not doubting that. You know, you may very well be right, G. But all I'm saying is that Ole Miss job is actually kind of a diamond in the rough, man. You know, it's hard to find a job in the SEC. It's hard to find a job in the SEC where you get 2 years to F up and have an excuse for it. Tell me another job you can grab in the SEC, and they're going to give you that.
Mississippi State.
They're going to give you 2 years?
Kentucky. Yeah, Vanderbilt, Kentucky. I got one more. I said Vanderbilt.
Evidently,
yeah.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Oh man! That dude. Hey, you know what, man?
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now. I'm gonna call it. Hugh Freeze is not the only SEC coach who does not make it through the season. I didn't expect him to be gone preseason. I'll be honest. What I thought was they were going to play their first game, get their asses handed to them by they're going to play the first game, get their asses handed to them, and then they were going to be like, well, we see what's going to happen here. You know, let's go ahead and cut ties. However, they found the holes. they discovered the
are
holes,
you thinking
man.
Sumlin or
you know,
or
honestly, Butch. There's only so much time a big name can buy you, man. And Butch is running out of time, man. He has the recruits. You know, Butch, honestly, I can't understand why people talk about Butch so bad and don't mention Gus Malzahn in the same light. Both of them are loaded with recruits. They're loaded with recruits. But every year they lose about two games that they're supposed to win.
Gus wish he can recruit like Jones. He's on that level this year.
No,
because
Gus has recruited better than Jones. Not even close. Like I've told you guys,
yeah.
I've mentioned this time
yeah.
and time again.
Yeah.
The last 10 years, the only two programs who've been in the top 10 in recruiting consistently the last 10 years, only three programs have done that. That's been
Alabama Florida State,
LSU,
and Ohio State.
Yeah, Alabama, Florida State, and Auburn.
Nope.
Alabama, Florida State, and Auburn. Those are the only three schools who have consistently been in the top 10 in recruiting the last 10 years. Every year that Gus has been there, he's had a top 10 recruiting class.
Mute. There you go. Appreciate it. But, you know, you can't leave Ohio State out of that. Florida State, they've done a great job recruiting every year, especially since Urban Meyer's been there. They've done an exceptional job. But I agree with you. I mean, I agree with you so much on that. I do. But
I don't know, man. I just think Gus has
Do you not think that Gus Malzahn is also going to be if Jerry Stidman does not save him, will be one of those coaches?
You know what? He will. He will. He. You know, there are certain games that Gus Malzahn cannot lose this year.
Yeah,
and I'm not talking about Auburn and
I
Georgia.
Mean,
I'm not talking about, I'm sorry, I'm not talking about Georgia and Alabama.
Right.
Now, exactly.
You know,
and you know,
I saw on Twitter
I
today,
this.
They picked Auburn mm-hmm. to win the West. Did you not see that?
I've seen people pick Auburn to win the West, man. But like I said, man, a lot of people are banking heavy on Jared Stidham. And, you know, I'm always one that I have to see it to believe it. And I'm not going to lie. When I went and watched the kids' film, I mean, he can throw the ball, man. He can throw the ball. He has an arm. He has an arm. And this is something else that shocked me about Stidham. Gus Malzahn said this at SEC Media Day. He said the guy's a 4.6 40. He said he runs a 4.6 40. So that's, you know, that's pretty good. Like that's good. You know what I'm like. Nick Marshall, while at Auburn, ran a 4.6 40. That was Nick Marshall's
yep.
reported 40 time. You know, while he was at Auburn,
mm-hmm.
before he took any snap, it was a 4.6 40. So
mm-hmm.
I actually went back and watched the kid's high school film, and this is what shocked me: he actually played
Bonzo.
Wide receiver before
hey,
he
Bonzo.
Played quarterback. Go ahead,
Bonzo. There's no way on earth that he runs a 4.6 40 and was drafted to be a cornerback. I'm sorry.
Drafted to be a cornerback? Are you
Nick
Martin? You sure? You want to look it up?
Look up his
Do you
want to
look it up?
I want to see his pro day.
Do you want to look it up?
Yeah,
go look it up. Go look it up before you tell Bonzo what he saw. Now, I'm telling you what they reported him running the 40 time at Auburn preseason before Nick Marshall took a snap. Nick Marshall ran, it was stated that he ran a 4.6 40.
I'm looking up his pro day. I'm looking up his pro day because there ain't no way.
Okay, and what do you see? Let's see.
I'm getting ready to
look it up. You look it up. You question me, you look it up, damn it. Look it up. You look it up.
Give him a minute to look it up. Give him a second, man. Let him breathe.
Yeah, let me breathe.
Yeah.
Don't shoot me.
I ain't gonna shoot you.
He just trying to spit on you. He ain't trying to shoot you. He just trying to spit.
Okay, good gracious.
Well, let's move on past the 40.
Yeah, move on. Keep on.
I don't see the relevance in it.
All I'm saying is, you know, I just like to be right because I normally am, and that just is what it is.
Say it ain't so. Not you.
Hey,
that just is what it is.
He ran a 4.54 40 at the pro day.
A 4.54?
Yeah.
He ran a 4.54 at pro day?
Yep.
Okay. And what was my statement?
4.6.
He ran a 4.6.
When?
I
thank
you.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, what hit everybody? I said it wasn't no way on God's green earth they drafted him to be an old cornerback in the pros and running a 4.6. That was my statement.
I said he ran a 4.6 40. That's what was reported at Auburn before he took a snap.
I said pro day, and you said you sure about that? Look it up, and I did.
And he ran a 4.5, so it was off a little bit, but not by much.
He ain't off for. So far by 4.4. So what's the damn difference?
I don't know. Why are you still talking about it?
Because you was gaggling and gee-heeing and all that. That's why.
Gaggling
like
and gee-heeing.
Right.
I was right.
Okay. You was right. He ran a 4.54. Move on. Let's go. What's next?
Man, y'all need to smoke a peace pipe or something, man. Y'all tripping tonight. I don't know. I guess because we didn't do a show last week, man. Y'all miss each other. What's going on? Normally it's me, but It's y'all.
Why Les Miles got a 770 winning percentage but can't goddamn go and get a job? That's what I want to know.
Because he eat grass.
He's crazy.
Because he eat grass.
You know how hard it is. You know what eating grass. You know what being female eating grass does to your resume. It take away at least 9% of the positive stuff.
Let me tell you what the problem is, Bonzo. You said it yourself. Who has better recruits than Les Miles over the past 5-10 years?
You know what? Not many people. Nobody but Nick Saban. Not many people, man. However, there's a big difference between recruiting at LSU and recruiting at Ole Miss. Big damn difference.
I agree. But again,
except for that money class, that 2013 class.
they will fire. They will fire. But they paid for that. And they're still paying dearly.
They're going to pay for it. Yeah. That 2013 class, buddy. They paid pile bills and everything.
And they got hookers for them. Why we keep forgetting the hookers?
Y'all making accusations that you cannot prove.
Hey, that's all he have to say is I was buying them for the recruit.
That's what I definitely would have said. I ain't even lie. I would have said it.
Hey, what you going to say? Hey, Louisville.
Hey, you know what? But the difference between Louisville, like I said, the difference between Bobby Petrino, the difference between Money Pete,
He didn't do it himself.
No. Oh, no, he did. You remember, you forgot. Everybody keep forgetting. He had a wreck with one of his side chicks on back of the motorcycle. Like, she was that.
I'm talking about Louisville basketball now.
Oh, you talking about basketball. He never posed to be a part-time preacher. Hugh Freeze walked around Bible stomping. He walked around Bible stomping, you know, reading scriptures.
He tweeted out the sermon.
And a whole lot, he was a whoremonger.
Well, you know what? I would have definitely said that was my outreach ministry. I called these services and I tried to get these young ladies.
Hey, G. Willis. Hey, let me tell you something, G. Willis.
I would have stayed with Butt Dialing.
Brooke, man, he should have quit. What he tried to do is he kept trying to ride that horse, saying, you know, all this is going to go away if I keep just talking about, you know, I'm such a Christian guy. If I keep talking about that, all this stuff is going to go away. That's what he thought.
No,
he could have bailed on them a lot earlier, and none of this would have been exposed. If he would have bailed on them a lot earlier, none of this would have been exposed, and there were actually other jobs out there that he could have gotten. But when he tried to throw Houston Nutt under the bus, and Houston Nutt called his homeboys in the office, that was it. He tried to throw Houston Nutt under the bus, and Houston Nutt was like, homeboy, you must don't know who I know. Now he's explaining to his wife why he was calling hookers.
Hey, man. That's outreach ministry. That's the crazy. Not only do you get fired, but... You married.
I'm telling you, man.
Look, that is a conversation. Y'all know about that man's life. That man was doing an outreach ministry, man. I'm telling you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Every time he took communion, he needed to call these chicks and have an outreach ministry with them. He reached out and touched somebody.
He needed to, man. What you walking around talking to all these good girls for? They don't need you saving.
Right, they don't need your help. The folks at church are already where they need to be. You got to call them and reach out to them and get them where they need to be.
Boy, we reaching.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know what? I'll tell you who I really feel bad for.
And some of them calls were butt dial.
That's right. But the fact that they're actually kids, not only that,
this is a company phone. You know how many people I let on my staff use my phone?
Oh my goodness! Hey,
that should have been a lawyer.
Hey, Bill,
you
should have been a lawyer.
Hey, Billy should have been a lawyer. Like, Billy said,
"If the glove don't fit, you must quit." You know what?
All you have to do is cast a shadow of doubt. That's all we're doing, and it makes sense. Again, that's why I agree with Bonzo. What Bonzo's been saying the whole year about all the allegations at Ole Miss, this is their scapegoat. I think he's in on it. For some reason,
yeah.
Even though they're making him look like crap right now, this is more to it than what's on the surface.
No,
way
but he ain't
okay.
taking no money. He
now, I'm
going to
say this, guys. Hey, Billy, I want to know. Now, I just want to know how you feel about it. Do you think Nick Saban has the power to revitalize Hugh Freeze's career?
Yeah,
if Nick Saban was to bring him in as an offensive analyst,
he's gonna be an analyst. He's gonna be an analyst there, or either at Florida State, one of the two.
Well,
I'll
tell you this. Now, Gus Malzahn, up until the day that they called him, that he fired, that he resigned, Gus Malzahn was one of the only people who was right behind him saying Hugh Freeze is one of the good guys. You know, Hugh Freeze is one of the good guys. I really hate that this happened to him.
Right now. He's in Nick Saban's outreach program right now.
Who, Hugh Freeze? Nick,
yes.
Nah,
Nick Saban about to rehab
him? I didn't think that was real. I read that.
I don't think it's real because I knew that Nick Saban revitalized alcoholics. I knew he revitalized alcoholics and drug people.
Okay.
I didn't know he Tiger Woods should have went to Nick Saban for that. In that case, Tiger Woods should have went to Nick Saban.
Tiger
I got a problem
don't
with these hoes.
The program. Tiger Woods don't offer nothing to the program.
And seriously, man, real
Hugh
talk. Do you think that Nick Saban, if Nick Saban came in and went and bought Hugh Freeze in and actually made him an analyst? How do you think the Bama fans would react? I'm really interested. Like, how do you think the Bama fans react?
They gonna shut up.
That's exactly what I'm saying. See, college football, this good guy personality that college football wants to hold is crap. I mean, and I'll be the first one to say it. This oh-so-good-guy thing, you know, I'm just revitalizing him. Nick Saban bring Hugh Freeze in. He's bringing Hugh Freeze in for one thing, to better his chances at winning. You see what happened to Lane Kiffin? Oh, I'm bringing Lane Kiffin in. I love him.
Exactly.
Me and Lane Kiffin talk about Jesus together. We do all this stuff. Now, as soon as Lane
Kiffin,
he put him on the streets.
Lane Kiffin was the most hated man in Alabama, period. And he brought him in, and people, they mumbled, but then they shut up.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Yep. And they were right with him. Every time he held those hands up, his pre-touchdown celebration, Bama Nation was right with him holding those hands up. If you want everybody to shut up, just win games. That's it. That's all you have to do in college sports. Sports, period. You can be the biggest jerk.
And
it don't matter.
And he's
win.
Him. You can't interview him, you know, unless you go into a championship game. He's only going to say so much, and that's it. Because everything got to go through him. So if Hugh Freeze go there, he won't be exposed to the media because he's not going to be allowed to talk.
Why are we talking about this, man? The dude not going to Alabama. If he go to Alabama, man,
I tell you what you're going to do if he go to Alabama, G. Willis.
Go ahead and say it, man. Nothing. Something got to happen, though, bro. We're going to be talking about it
right on here.
I tell you
because,
what,
honestly,
it'll be
let's be honest.
It's a better hire for Auburn. To develop quarterbacks.
You know what?
Yeah.
Honestly, I would not be shocked if Gus Malzahn hires Hugh Freeze. I would not be shocked. Because, honestly, if things don't go well this year, he's going to be that desperate. He's going to be that desperate.
He's going to be that desperate, man.
Well, if things don't go good this year, he won't have a chance to.
Hey, you may be right.
You're right.
Hey, you may be right, but honestly, like I said, man, I think
He better. He better shoot all his guns
I think Gus has
15 starters returning. 15 starters returning, and then Keith transfers into your program. Yeah, he pulled all. He shot every load he had. He better.
I agree.
Care who you are, what school you at.
I agree 100%. But you know, I'm just this college football thing is so funny. Like it's so funny that you gotta laugh, man. We gotta laugh. That's one thing that I want that's different about this show. I'm a realist. People get mad at these football players for saying crazy things. They get mad at these football coaches whenever they say things or do certain things or find out, oh, this person was supposedly paying a player. I'm like, it's Monday. It's Monday. We know what goes on. We know what goes on. We look at these recruiting trips and see these kids taking pictures with those coaches, and we know as soon as they release that cheese that they were saying, it's time to have some fun. It is what it is. And I hope Ole Miss comes through and embraces the bad guy. If Ole Miss embraces being the bad guy, the Ole Miss Black Bears, what are they? They were the Rebels. They were the Rebels for years.
They still the Rebels.
But you don't think they embrace being the bad guy?
They still the Rebels.
Mm-hmm. So they don't embrace being the bad guy?
Of course they do. I'm talking about they still rebels, though.
That's right.
Don't think they ain't. They still ring cowbells, too.
Hey, man, I got a kind of a topic that's a little off the subject, man, but there's no way that we don't discuss this topic. The juice is loose. The juice is loose. OJ out.
I'm not going to even waste no commentary on it.
And Billy says he's not going to waste any commentary on it. Okay, you know what? I think it's interesting. I saw where one website in Vegas, they had a bet going of how long would he be free? How long before OJ, you know, had some more problems with the law? It's something. It's something. Only thing semi-good that comes out of, you know, it's a sticky situation, man. But the world is upset once again. The world is upset once again. And I'm going to call something else out. You know, I like to talk about a little bit of everything with this show. Donald Trump lately here has been calling out Jeff Sessions. Yes, Jeff Sessions. And I'm predicting this right now. There is no angry like hillbilly angry. Jeff Sessions is a hillbilly. Jeff Sessions, it's only so long before Jeff Sessions, the real Jeff Sessions, comes out and he calls Donald Trump a Yankee son of a bitch. It's only so, and I just want to predict that. I want to be able to come back and play this for the world. Jeff Sessions Jeff Sessions will call Donald Trump a Yankee son of a bitch before the next 2 weeks is out. And it's going to make for great TV, great radio. It's just going to be good. I can't wait to hear. It's going to be hilarious. I just can't wait for, you know, it's just going to be good to see somebody tweeting on his level. It's going to be good to see somebody it's just going to be pretty funny. So that's our daily news today. You know, things going on in the world other than football.
Quick,
I got another topic
quick
here.
Quick question, Bonzo.
Go ahead.
Who is Brennan Eagles? Brennan Eagles apparently is the recruit that I'm checking him out on Twitter now. He has major news dropping between 8 and 9 o'clock tonight. So within the next 4 minutes, it's going to start happening. And I'm noticing a lot of the Auburn recruits are retweeting his major news tweet. So, do you know anything about Brennan Eagles?
Well, you know, I've been following Auburn recruiting today, and you're right. He is someone who's been on all day, you know, kind of going back and forth. You know, and I also saw where Sean Shivers basically has been he's been retweeting everything the guy tweets.
Yep.
You know, so
he's been dead on too.
I honestly think, man, it's another boom for Gus Malzahn. But
like we said, man, one thing about recruiting right now is what happens during the season. What happens during the season? Like Ole Miss, all of their recruits are fair game now. Every last one of those recruits he sold the snake oil to. Every recruit who he sold the snake oil, hey, I want to hold your mama hand. I want to go to church with y'all. I want to jump in. I want to jump up and down. I want to tell you how great of a guy I am. But I got caught with hookers. Man, they're gone.
Tell you something.
They're gone.
Last year, writing was on the wall last year when 8 of your top 15 recruits from the state of Mississippi leave the state. Something is wrong. I believe they let the kids know. I believe they let the Cam Akers know. I believe they let them all know.
So you think that snake oil selling joker told a recruit? Now, I think somebody else let them know.
Yeah, somebody else let them know.
Now, but as far as Hugh Freeze saying, hey, y'all know I'm going to get fired, don't you? No. No, I don't believe that, but I do think. I think that people knew. I think you're right, Billy. I do think that other coaches, you know, we all know about negative recruiting. But other coaches probably did. You know, they got on him and, you know, let them know, man. I don't know, man. This Hugh Freeze thing is steady growing arms, man. And honestly, I think before it's over, we're going to see a lot more. We're going to see more people involved in this. Because one thing that I do believe Hugh Freeze is going to do, mark my words, he ain't going down by himself. He is not going down
will.
By himself.
I think
he's
he
about
will.
To pull.
I think
he's going to pull a Kobe. He's going to pull a Kobe.
He's
going to pull a Kobe. It wasn't just me.
That's,
with
not, that's not a part of his outreach ministry. That's not a part of his outreach ministry. It's not going to happen.
Oh, man, that is too funny. That the outreach ministry, man. You know what? I'm going to write an article. Y'all check me out on Twitter tomorrow. I'm going to write an article about Hugh Freeze outreach ministry. That's what my article will be about tomorrow. And that's all I will refer to this as. For the rest of the while we talk about this, you know, it's going to be Hugh Freeze outreach ministry.
In fact, I'm
changing the title of the show right now. It's Hugh Freeze chasing them. Now what it's going to be is Hugh Freeze chasing them. Outreach ministry. Man, that is hilarious, man. But we got 10 more minutes in the show left, guys. And you know what, guys? Let's use this last 10 minutes. Like, what's new? What's going on? What do you guys see? G. Willis, you go first.
Man, a lot of stuff going on at Florida University, the University of Florida, rather. They had a heavy week in recruiting. I don't know if I'm excited to see if McElwain can actually coach these guys. I know he's a better coach than Butch in Tennessee. But, Florida has always had recruits. It may not be like top five every year, but Florida is never starving for recruits. So, this is good for the university, but I think it's going to be a curse in the end because I don't think they can pull it through when it comes to them putting it all together in the end. So, but I wish them luck. I mean, we need some more excitement coming out of the East. We all know that the SEC East was terrible last year. So, I'm hoping some better play out of teams like Florida and Tennessee, which we know won't happen, Georgia, hoping that these teams can pull it together and give us a little more competition at least for the sake of the SEC championship this year. Go ahead, Billy.
I like Florida. I like them a lot. They got a lot of athletes. Like you said, they're going to plug them in regardless. But I'm just still stuck on, you know, my man Les Miles, you know, winning percentage at 770 and without a job. You know, who do you guys think in the SEC in total whatever have the most NFL draft picks? What school?
Saban.
Huh? Who?
But I don't think.
Well, I know it's LSU. I mean, I just know it's LSU.
No.
Yeah.
Do it. Four.
Who is it?
Tennessee.
Yeah.
No.
That can't be right.
No.
Yep.
No, I think I'm
you're talking about over the last 100 years?
Tennessee have 337 players that's been drafted, NFL draft picks.
You're talking about
LSU
all.
Georgia 316, Florida 331, Alabama 333. We've been sleeping on Bonzo say he's not. I seem to think that the man will probably have trouble with his job. I'm talking about Texas A&M. But we've been sleeping on Christian Kirk.
No.
Oh, no.
That kid,
I have him breaking the top wide receiver in the SEC.
I think in the country.
Who? You know what? Christian Kirk at Texas A&M. At Texas A&M. I think he's a top wide receiver in the SEC.
I don't agree. Now, who did they rank in the SEC book? How did they rank him? Because I know Ridley
number
was
one.
Number two. Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, number two.
Yeah, Christian Kirk was number one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kid had 1,937 yards, receiving yards.
And he's not just a good wide receiver, man. He plays, you know, he plays in the
return
game.
They give him the ball off.
Yeah. He's dangerous. That cat dangerous, man. He pretty tough, in my opinion, man. I just don't.
Who's quarterback this year, Texas A&M? Who's quarterback this year,
Texas A&M? I think quarterback's going to be Keelan Munn. Keelan Munn, a true freshman. Keelan Munn is a baller, but it's gonna be, you know, one thing.
So you're telling me, hold on. There you go. You're telling me a freshman quarterback's gonna come to SEC and put this receiver Kirk as the number one receiver in the nation with stats or just in talent? Are we talking stats or talent right now?
No, we talking. If you want to talk talent? We talking
talking about statistically.
I don't think. This is my point. I don't think his production will be there this year with a freshman quarterback.
I don't disagree.
Now, he can prove me wrong. He can prove me wrong. I mean, that's out there all day. But
I think they're
going to
get the ball
in
his hand.
You know why I think he will have production? Why he will have production, big numbers? Because one thing about a freshman quarterback, has a favorite target. A freshman quarterback always has a favorite target. It's just that simple.
Speedy knows gone, right? Speedy knows gone.
Huh?
Is Speedy gone?
Yeah, Speedy out of there.
Yeah, Speedy left last year for no reason. After that hit, that kickoff, he said, "I'm out of here, coach."
Mm-hmm. Well,
and I don't even think he drafted.
In closing, man, some of the things going around in the SEC, man, is. It's still recruiting, man, but we all know, like, a lot of people are getting excited about the recruiting and stuff right now because there's nothing to talk about, to be honest. But we all know how recruiting works. It's all about how your season ends up, man. You know, we don't even know who will be coaching at some of these schools by the end of the season. A lot of that's probably going to change. There's going to be a lot of openings, not only in the SEC, but just in college football, period. And that's just how it always is. And a lot of times it has a lot to do with the way that the ball rolls when it comes to recruiting, man. But other than that, man, what I've been really watching and paying a lot of attention to,
the two games that everyone's really talking about is Florida State and Alabama, their first game, and the second week, Clemson and Auburn. And I'm not just talking about SEC fans. I'm talking about those are two games that really, those are two, all of those teams, all four of those teams right now are in ESPN top five, power five. I'm sorry, Clemson's number seven. Clemson's number six, Auburn's number five, Florida State's number three, Alabama's number two. So those are some pretty, pretty big games, man. Pretty big games. And look, I don't know if y'all have seen the old Miss Dial t-shirt, but if you have not, you need to check that out. Old Miss Dial. I will be buying one of those. But the Florida State game and the Alabama game, man, I really want to talk a little bit about that game before we get out of here, man. If you love college football, there's no way if you're not excited about this game. If you're talking crazy, talking about this game doesn't mean much, talking about Florida State's going to get trash, talking about Bama's going to be different this year, they're going to get trash, you just crazy. You're just crazy. There is not a better – I can't think of a better game to start the season with. This game is awesome. Big game. It has everything you need. Five stars on both defensive lines, both offensive lines. You have Cam Akers going against Najee Harris, the number one and number two running back recruits in the nation last year, man. You know, we got James back. Big James back. Man, if you don't get turned by that, I don't talk to me about football. Don't even say nothing. If that game don't make you hype, I don't care who you a fan of. Don't talk to me about football. Then you have the second week, the mystery game. I call it the mystery game because everything is on paper until they play. Auburn's going against Clemson. Clemson, in my opinion, has one of the best defensive lines in the nation. They may not have as much depth as some of the other schools, but they have two All-Americans on their defensive line. So that means they have the best defensive tackle in the nation and the best defensive end in the nation. And both of these guys have proved it. Jarrett Stidham, a lot of people talking about what he can do and what he's capable of, but he has never looked down the barrel of a gun like that. He's never stared down that barrel, and I just think it's going to be a great game. You know, Auburn versus Clemson was a really good game last year. Really had a chance to see what Auburn's defense was really made of, man. And, man, those two games, I'm just hyped about. We're gonna cover those games. Man, we're going to cover those games a lot. A lot in the preseason, man. It's not because we're stationed in the state of Alabama, but because these are the two biggest games. I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is. We all know. Everyone loves Auburn, Alabama football. We know that. It is what it is. You know, if you don't like it, then you might not want to watch college football. Well, that was a pause after my rant. Guys, that's our time for the day. We appreciate y'all joining in, SEC Mixtape. Like I said, join us again on Wednesday. We're going to be talking about it, man, on Wednesday. In fact, we're just going to go ahead and jump deeply into this Florida State game. We're going to talk about who we expect to start, you know, kind of what they've done last year. We're going to talk about some of the freshmen who are just starting out this year and how we expect them to actually affect the game. Mainly, I'm guessing, who do you think I think affect the game more? And we only have 40 seconds. So, Cam Akers or Najee Harris?
I don't think Najee Harris will even play.
I don't even think Najee Harris will play.
Yeah.
Well, Najee Harris will play. That's our time. We'll pick that up on Wednesday. Y'all, we out.